It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and also, as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful message of the Lord Jesus Christ, His love that was given by the Heavenly Father, shown through Jesus' death on the cross, His burial, and His resurrection, so that we might have everlasting life. Jesus shed His blood for you, so that you could have your sins forgiven. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to the John Marshall family as they sing for us a song that's titled The Cleansing Way.
Jesus, my Lord, mighty to save, points to His wounded side. The cleansing stream I see, I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me, it cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me.
I rise to walk in heaven's own light, be pure and garments white,
and Christ enthroned within. The cleansing stream I see, I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me, it cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me. Jesus, no, my Jesus crucified. Oh, the cleansing stream I see, I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me,
it cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me.
The cleansing way.
The cleansing way. it cleanseth me.
John says in 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 7, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The fact that the last part of the verse has such a powerful message that when we ask Jesus to be our Savior, all of our sins are cleansed. The picture of the washing away of our sins, the cleansing of sins, is so important. And you might ask, what does that have to do with the first part of the verse? If we have accepted Christ as Savior, and all of our sins are taken away, we can concentrate on living for the Lord, and as the first part of this verse tells us, that we can have and should have fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. No longer do we have to worry about the penalty of sin. Now we can concentrate on having fellowship one with another, living for the Lord, because the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've never asked Him to be your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about how you can have this wonderful salvation, please give me a call. I would count it an honor to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive Jesus as your Savior and know that you have everlasting life. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. But please don't wait till Wednesday night to be at Tabernacle Baptist Church, of course, unless you're providentially hindered. Please be with us in Sunday school this morning at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website if you'd like to go to www.mebbentabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebben is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, Mebben Tabernacle Baptist Church. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you the wonderful message of God's salvation through Jesus Christ, and where you can find it in the Scriptures, and also how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube, type in the words Mebben's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebben's with an apostrophe S. This will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by the John Marshall family. The name of this second song is titled, You Are My Hiding Place.
Songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. Songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong.
in thy strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you.
Psalm 32:7 says, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with the songs of deliverance. We find here a description of salvation. We are hidden in the Lord. When we accept Christ as Savior, we are in Him. He holds us in His hand. We are in Him. He is in us as we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Evil cannot reach us in salvation as we know the Lord as personal Savior. But not only is He our hiding place, but He is also the one that preserves us from trouble. It is the power of the Lord that gives us peace after salvation. The preservation from trouble. No matter what comes into our lives, knowing Jesus as our personal Savior gives us peace. He keeps us from trouble. Notice the last part of the verse, Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Oh, the joy that we can have and the rejoicing we can have knowing Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. The Psalms also speaks of having a new song. That new song is a song of deliverance. That new song is a song of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That new song is a song of glory to God because of all He has done for us to allow us to have salvation. He is our hiding place. What a wonderful place to be, hiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. One more song by the John Marshall family before we get into God's Word. The name of this last song is Abide in Me. Thank you.
shall ask, anything it shall be done to you. My Father is glorified, my Father is glorified.
Abide in me, and ye shall bring forth much fruit. I am the true vine, ye are the branches.
Jesus said in John chapter 15, starting with verse number 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. If you skip down to verse number 5, he continues to say, I am the true vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. We are given the opportunity to have fruit in our lives so that others can see that we've accepted Christ as our Savior. But in doing so, we also must remember that that means making the Lord Jesus Christ preeminent in our life, as Colossians 1:18 tells us. I am the true vine, ye are the branches. Between verse number 1 and verse number 5, it speaks about purging the branches. This is so that the branches might bring forth more fruit. Sometimes the Lord has to pluck things out of our lives, Christian, so that we can be fruitful for Him. Sometimes those things have to deal with pride and arrogance. Sometimes it has to do with worldly desires that need to be plucked out of our lives. Now, there is a warning in this passage about not bringing forth fruit for the Lord and living for ourselves instead of living for the Lord. My friend, if you read John chapter 15, you'll quickly find it is much better if you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, to follow in His will and let Him give you the fruit that you need because you are walking in His will, than to follow after your own will and find out the chastening and the loss because of not being what you need to be. If you know the Lord is Savior, place your trust in the vine, the Lord Jesus Christ, and serve Him. Bring forth fruit for Him. So look what He's done for you. In Hebrews chapter number 10, we covered down through verse number 17, and I want to start with verse number 18. But going back to verse number 16, this is a covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. This is an Old Testament prophecy of the new covenant through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sins are not covered when we get saved. They are taken away. But I want to go on to verse number 18. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Remission means to be paid for. You might know the term remit. And if you get a bill in the mail, it might say, write a check and remit this amount. When Jesus died on the cross, He paid for all of our sins. The remission for our sins, all of our sins, was paid through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. His shed blood paid the price to remit the payment on our sins. Now, when you ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior, your sins are taken away. The price for your sins is paid for. They are remitted. You have remission from sins because your sins have been taken away. Christ has paid the price. And with all of your sins taken away, what can you add to that? That's why he says, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Once you accept Christ, all of your sins are gone. Notice verse number 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, which is to say his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Here, this description of salvation, starting with verse number 19, that once we get saved, we have boldness to enter in to the holiest by the blood of Jesus. The New Testament records that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, the veil that separated the holiest from the holiest of holies was rent in twain. No longer was only the priest allowed to go into the holiest of holies. This was a picture that God would no longer need the Old Testament priesthood, because now we have a priest after the order of Melchizedek, the Lord Jesus Christ, who offered himself as a perfect sacrifice for sins, not to cover sins, but to take the sins away, to cleanse us from sins. And notice verse number 20, by a new and living way. The blood of Jesus Christ allows us to enter into the presence of God. But here in verse number 20, it's called a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us. He died on the cross so that we might have everlasting life. He died on the cross so that we might have our sins forgiven. It is a new and living way because he is a risen Savior. No longer do we depend on the dead sacrifices of the Old Testament. Jesus did die, but he rose from the dead, never to die again. We have a living Savior, a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. The old veil was rent in twain when Jesus said, "It is finished," and gave up the ghost. The price was paid for our sins. But there's a new veil, a veil that does not restrict us from coming to God, but a veil that invites us to enter into fellowship with God. We receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, and because of the veil of the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ, who took our place and died on the old rugged cross, we have the opportunity to enter into the presence of God, to enter in to find fellowship with the Lord, our Heavenly Father. We have the veil, his flesh, offered for us, not to keep us out, my friend, but to invite us in. The veil of the new covenant is a veil that says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We go down to verse number 22 to find, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, have your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and your bodies washed in pure water." You can have assurance of salvation. You don't have to say, "I hope so, I guess so, maybe so," because salvation is based on receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But he says, once you get saved, you need to have that full assurance of salvation, of faith, because you're trusting the Lord. But also notice this, having a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience. What we need to do is go to Romans 12, 1 and 2 and find out that what he wants in Romans 12, 2 is to have a mind that's renewed so that we have our evil conscience cleansed by obedience to the Lord. and your bodies washed with pure water. That's offering our bodies as a living sacrifice for the Lord to do what He would want us to do, because His will is perfect. We have the conscience. We have the body. Our mind, our conscience, our body, all given to the Lord, because our soul has been cleansed. We've received that perfect salvation. Now we go on to verse number 23, where it says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." Notice that he says, because we have everything that we have in verse number 18, where he remitted our sins, verse number 19, having boldness to be able to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way, through the veil of his flesh, and having the high priest after the order of Melchizedek over the house of God, that's Jesus Christ, he said, let us draw near with a true heart. Our heart should be given to the Lord. Our mind and our conscience should be renewed and cleansed. Our body should be cleansed with the pure water of God's word, that we would do those things that are pleasing to the Lord. And then he said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. The profession of our faith is not like the possession of our faith. The profession of our faith is what we do to show that we have been saved. The possession of our faith is not in our hands, it's in God's hands. God saved us. Our salvation is in His hands. We possess it because it is God's gift to us, and it'll never be taken from us. But also, we have the profession of our faith, and that profession is showing others what Jesus Christ has done for us. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you possess salvation. But the question is, my friend, do you profess your salvation? Do you live a life given to the Lord so that your heart is pure and your conscience is clear, and your mind is renewed, and your body is cleansed by the water of the Word and given as a living sacrifice to God? Now, if that's not the case, Christian, you need to go to your Heavenly Father about giving yourself as a living sacrifice. And, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please confess that you're a sinner and repent of your sins. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ from your sins and call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you. He has promised, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."